With regard to Ayatul Kursi further, the great magnificence of Ayatul Kursi, as we had mentioned, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali says that it is the heart of Surah Baqarah. And Al-Hayyul Qayyum is the ruh, the life of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah, 40 rukus it has got, and every ruku is an exposition of showing that Allah is Hay, Al-Hay, the ever-living. Since ever Allah lived and forever Allah lives. And Allah is Al-Qayyum, Allah Ta'ala keeps every living thing, Allah keeps it living. Nothing lives on its own, nothing has life of its own. It is all given as a loan from Allah Ta'ala. And as long as Allah gives it life, it has life. Whether it is human beings, plants, the heavens, the skies, all this are created by Allah and they remain in existence as long as Allah Ta'ala wills. And we explain from ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ how it shows that Allah Ta'ala is the ever-living and Allah keeps everything living and all the different aspects of Bani Israel and then of the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, etc. Then two major instances Allah Ta'ala explains before Surah, before Ayatul Kursi, also to show that Allah is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And one of them is that when amongst the Bani Israel, when a pandemic hit them, then they went out of their places, out of their towns where they were living, and they went out in the open where they said they will be safe and the pandemic will not reach them. And they were ulufun, hadar al-maut. And there were thousands. And on the ma'af tafsir say, when this word is used, uluf, it means the minimum of 10,000. At least 10,000 of them went out into the open space where they thought that there the pandemic will not get them. And Allah gave one command and all of them died immediately. They ran from death and there Allah gave them all death. After that, Allah brought them back to life again. So Allah shows that Allah, in Allah's hands is life and death. That it is not in our hands at all. We ran away from death, but then where we went, Allah gave us death there. And from death, Allah brought them back into life again. So that was an instance for us to all to take a lesson. And this is not only reported in the Quran Sharif, but it is in the history of the world of this instance. So everyone will know that Allah is ever living and Allah gives life. The next instance was that of Talut and Jalut. When the Bani Israel disobeyed Allah, Allah sent a punishment upon them and a very, very notorious king and ruler in the name of Jalut, who took their little boys and girls, made slaves of them and abused them in every way. He desecrated their places of worship. The Torah, he tore it up and he destroyed that also. When they could not take it and they asked the Nabi of the time to make dua that they must be given a leader and then they could fight against Jalut. Then at that time the dua was accepted and Allah appointed a leader from there for them, Talut. In his army was Dawood alayhi salam. At that time he was still not a Nabi. And he was the youngest of six brothers and very small built also. And like a weak person. And Jalut was like a giant. And it was like impossible to think that there can be a war between the two. That Jalut, like a giant, he'll just walk over. But when they came to the battlefield, Dawood alayhi salam took off his armor also. And he left his sword also one side. And only with three little stones he went to fight Talut. And then as the Quran Sharif says, Kam min fiatin qalilatin, ghalabat fiatan kathiratan. How many times a small group, a weak group, a weak person overpowers the mighty and the strong also. And all this that we should remember, bi idhnillah, by the command of Allah, that Allah is al-hayy, he is the living. And life is only from Allah Ta'ala. He is Al-Qayyum. He gives life. He keeps life. So life even of Talut and even of Jalut is not in our hands, it was not in their hands, it is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, that we learn that lesson. So these two instances are given before Ayatul Kursi, and then three instances Allah mentions after Ayatul Kursi. So from these two instances we should learn, and we should take this lesson, not just reading Ayatul Kursi or just knowing about it, or just that we read it and we just use it for barakat and for protection, but that we correct our iman, that we know that Allah alone is Al-Hayy, that He is the ever-living, and He is Al-Qayyum. Life is only from Allah, and Allah is fully in control and in charge of our lives. So we should learn that properly, and we should take it practically for us now. Like for example, we should today, how many of us we feel that you got your matric certificate, it's your gateway to life, and it is your source of rosy. And we forget Allah is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Allah is the one who gives rosy. Tell matric, who gave you rosy? That now your matric certificate is going to give you rosy. Allah alone kept you, and He gives you your rosy. Today, this wrong belief that we have got, that how many degrees I've got behind my name, so much more my life will be comfortable, and that my life will go easy. We have put the qualities of Allah, Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Allahu la ilaha illa hu. We put it in that degrees. It is not, no degrees can give us our rosy. Allah gives us our rosy. How many of us have got that conviction that for me, for my children, they must have degrees. And the more degrees they have got, the more their life will be made. And we forget that Allah is the giver of life. And that we learn this lesson, if we have to get ill also, we need medical, we need some treatment also, then this that we have, that the hospitals will give us shifa, doctors will give us shifa, and they put us on lifelong medication, and in there we will get our shifa, and we forget that Allah is the giver of shifa. Allah is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. We can use the medicine, everything, but with the wrong yaqeen, it is haram. If we give the qualities of Allah to the doctors and the medicine and the hospitals, and we have associated partners with Allah, then that is totally haram. It is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gives shifa with the means also, through the doctors and the hospitals and the medicine. And Allah gives shifa without the means also. Shifa is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Today we have given preference to all our entertainment. All is, Allah forgive us, all this World Cup. How many of us are so much involved in it? We haven't got time for Quran Sharif. We haven't got time for our namaz. We don't concentrate. We are more worried of the scores there. We are more worried of the commentary and watching there. And we feel that our comfort and enjoyment are in these things. Whereas for a mu'min, his comfort and enjoyment is with He who is Hayyul Qayyum. If we haven't got life, what enjoyment we're going to have? Life is in the hands of Allah. In our lives, if we have to get so sick that we can't sit in one place, we can't even lie down properly anywhere, we are all the time in difficulty, in pain, what are we going to get enjoyment? Everything is in the hands of Allah. So we must put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala, and Allah alone is Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. And how many of us, good people which we see outwardly, ulama, pious people, people in Jamaat, but we are all overtaken with the World Cup. And we forget that Allah alone is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And we have to turn to Him, only to Him, fully and completely. So these are the lessons we should take from Ayatul Kursi. Not just a matter of reading it, just not a matter of knowing it's there in the Quran, tucked away somewhere. And we don't even read it, or that we just read it for barakat and for security. It is that we read it and make our iman accordingly, make our yaqeen accordingly. Then our lives will also be like that. Then we will be able to be a source of hidayat for mankind. Otherwise, we will not be able to be a source of hidayat even for ourselves and our families, forgetful mankind. So this through ayat has got great, great lessons for us to learn. May Allah make it possible that we learn these lessons, and before maut comes, that we are ready with it, and we go to, we have our maut. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That we have surrendered totally to Allah. Very sad it will be if maut has to come to us, and we have got the love of this soccer in our heart. Maut have to come to us, and we got the love of this dunya's education, which is secular, which is atheistic. All atheism it is. And we die with that. How sad it will be. We die with the belief that this atheistic certificate of matric, that can give me my rosy. That all the degrees behind my name will give me my rosy. And we die in that condition. What a pitiable death that person has got. May Allah guide us to righteousness and correct us, and let us overcome our nafs and see the truth and return to Allah as Allah wants us to return to Him. Subhanallah.